So how many of you like to get paid and deposit your check in a bank? I like to get paid and deposit my check in a bank. So we deposit our checks in a bank for a couple of reasons. We keep it from theft. It doesn't get stolen in the bank. And we keep it safe so that it accrues interest and grows. And sometimes we end up making more money in the long run with it. And so Paul is writing to Timothy and he's saying, you have been given a deposit within you. You have been entrusted with something. And tonight, I want to look at and answer two questions, which is, what is the good deposit, and how do we guard it? And so, first of all, what is the good deposit? Well, the good deposit, first of all, is not fear. Paul focuses first on what God hasn't given Timothy, which is a spirit of fear. And so if you look at the first or the second half of verse 7, it says, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control. So that spirit of fear is not what God has given Timothy. And so the spirit of fear that Paul is getting out with Timothy is that Timothy is the pastor of Ephesus, and he's having to deal with a culture in Ephesus that is totally pagan. It's completely removed from what we know as Christians of being good and right and moral. The temple of Diana or Artemis was there where Timothy is a pastor. And so he has to deal with all of this, you know, false teaching, idol worship, and spiritual warfare that would have most certainly caused him to be fearful at times. There were those within the church who had risen up against him, teaching false doctrine. And so, no doubt, Timothy had some fears, some very real and well, you know, established fears at that. And we as well, as Christians here, we have those who will rise up. If they haven't yet, they may, and they certainly will do their work to draw others away. And some of our own fears, you know, will cause us to be drawn away from the Lord at times. Just this past week, I talked with Titus as I began to prepare to preach here, and I was in a spirit of fear. I had begun to think about what it was to please the congregation, how to preach what would please the ears and the minds of those who were sitting out in the seat, your minds. And Titus had to encourage me to not look to what you would want from me, but to look to the scriptures and remember to be faithful to what that was. And Satan he loves to accuse us, and he loves to make us play on those fears of ours. Right now, you may have fears out in the audience, out here. Just, you know, you may not desire to share the gospel. You may be afraid of sharing the gospel in the workplace, or you may be afraid of speaking out when something is immoral or a joke is funny but wrong. You may be afraid that someone will rise up and hurt your children or lead your children astray. You may be fearful that your children are not walking with the Lord. There are things that grant us a spirit of fear, and Satan plays on that spirit of fear, but that spirit of fear is not what God has given us. So God has given us a good deposit. And in 1 Timothy, at the end of 1 Timothy, Paul says, first, Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. So he's picking up where he left off, and he says, down below, the good deposit, which is found at the end, at verse 14, the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. So a portion of this good deposit is not fear, but it is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, as Paul describes it at the end of verse 7, is a spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. So power, how is the Holy Spirit power, and how does the Holy Spirit empower us, this good deposit which we have been given? Well, the Holy Spirit is the power, the very power of God within us. It is the hope of glory. Paul describes it elsewhere in Ephesians 1 as being the guarantee of our inheritance, the seal of our salvation, the product of what seals us and makes us a child of God. And so this power that we have within us now enables us to walk out our salvation with fear and trembling, as Paul says elsewhere. The love, the Holy Spirit not only gives us power, but it produces within us the love that Christ has called us to love God with our whole hearts and our whole minds and our whole selves, but also to love others, love your neighbor as yourself. And the last part, self-control. Self-control, I think, here is Paul using the Holy Spirit to describe how it renews our whole man. It gives us the ability to look at things that are right and are good and say yes, or to look at things that are wrong and evil and say no. It gives us the ability to discern what is good and what is right. And so this good deposit, one portion of this good deposit is the Holy Spirit. It is the hope of glory within us. The second part is what Paul has taught Timothy. Paul has taught Timothy in a whole other letter the necessary doctrines and teachings for the church itself. He's taught him about the elders and how they're to be. He's taught them who the deacons and those who are officers of the church are supposed to be like. He has taught him how worship is supposed to play out within the church. And he's told Timothy that the church is the buttress of all truth. And so Paul is letting Timothy know, like he should, what this good deposit is. And so that is the first part of what I want to look at tonight. The good deposit is the Holy Spirit and the necessary doctrines to produce what we need to have godliness through the power of that Holy Spirit. And now Paul moves on in his letter to Timothy to explain what it is and how to guard that good deposit. And he does that starting in verse 8. He says to Timothy, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." So Paul is telling Timothy, do not be ashamed. So Paul here is basically being a good coach. If you've ever played a sport or you've ever been in band and you've been taught and encouraged by someone, that's what Paul is attempting to do here with Timothy. He's saying, you have the good deposit. I've taught you what it is that you need to know about how to, you know, run the household of God, to be within the church, how your elders and your deacons are supposed to act, what it is and how you are to be in the church. But Paul doesn't just stop there. He doesn't just point him to the gift of the Holy Spirit and the teachings that he's been given. But then Paul points Timothy to his own testimony, to Paul's own testimony and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Two of the most powerful things when we begin to seek to guard and to walk out our Christian faith in this life. Paul is pointing him to his testimony and his suffering. He's saying, do not be ashamed of what it means to follow Christ Jesus. And then he points him to Jesus. And he points out so many things. He says, Timothy, remember, before time began, God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit reasoned within themselves to grant you salvation. He says, remember that Christ came revealing what it was to have godliness. Remember that Christ died for you, burying your guilt, your shame, and the fear, the spirit of fear that you have. And he says, remember that Christ has abolished the death, and he has given you life through the immortality that is through his gospel. He says, remember this, Timothy, and be strengthened. But he doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop there. He says, look to me once more. He says, these are what Christ suffered, but this is also why I suffer as I do. And so you shall suffer. So as you stand with that spirit of fear, Timothy, do not back down. Because Paul says in verse 12, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. So Paul is not only saying that you have to guard the good deposit, but he's pointing him to Christ Jesus, who also enables us to guard that good deposit. He's saying, you have been given the Holy Spirit. You, here is my testimony to strengthen you. And also, from my testimony, remember that is Jesus Christ's testimony first that produced in me even the godliness that is able to walk out and guard that good deposit. And he says, exercise it in faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Because you see, Paul is pointing Timothy to Christ Jesus and pointing him there because he knows that only in remembering the gospel and only in being in relationship with Jesus Christ can we even be given the Holy Spirit. Can we even be given that good deposit? And so he's saying, exercise faith and love by the power of the Holy Spirit that has been given to you through Jesus Christ. And so, College Hill, tonight I desire you to be strengthened in that, to go out and to remember that it is the testimony of all those believers who have gone before us that we can look at and we can see that they have been faithful and they have suffered. Even when we are in the midst of the most trying fears, even when we have a spirit that is seems so overwhelmingly crushing us, that we can look to the testimony of those who are in Scripture, but those who are outside of Scripture, and we can say, yes, I am strengthened because of you. And then you can also look to the testimony, most certainly, of our Christ and our Lord, who endured all things for our sake. And that can strengthen us. But I also want to consider that if you are here and you do not know this good deposit, if you do not know the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you are already bound in a spirit of fear. And you cannot escape it. Christ, Paul points Timothy to Christ because Christ is the only way that you can truly be freed, because it is Christ who offers you that good deposit and gives you the ability through the Holy Spirit to walk out in power, love, and in self-control the Christian life that you are to walk. So tonight, if you do not know Jesus Christ, Christ has offered you a gift. He has offered you Himself. So come to Him and believe on Him, and He will remove your guilt. He will redeem your shame, and Jesus will grant you a good deposit as He has granted Timothy a good deposit in this passage. And this good deposit will enable you. It will guide you into godliness through that power, that love, and that self-control that Paul points Timothy to. So tonight, we looked at two questions. The first question was, what is this good deposit? The good deposit is the Holy Spirit, not a spirit of fear. And this good deposit is also the sound doctrine that we need through the Scriptures and through the teaching of the apostles that we can stand on and we can guide ourselves through in the Christian life. And the second question was, how do we guard this good deposit? This good deposit is guarded by looking at the testimony of those who have come before us, being guided by those who are well established in the faith, as Paul is guiding Timothy. And he's saying, you must look to Jesus Christ. And so in Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can guard this deposit. So we must always remember Christ's testimony. We must mock it. We must walk out this good fight in faith and in love. Only knowing Christ and the power of His Spirit will you be able to guard the good deposit. So if you know Jesus Christ tonight, then take heart, because you are able and you can be strengthened to walk that out in power, in love, and in self-control, because you have the good deposit that has been entrusted to you. So guard it. But if you do not have the good deposit, then come to Christ so that you may know Him. Let us pray.